I want to talk this morning about the title of my message is, in fact, More Than a Christmas Carol. More Than a Christmas Carol. And we can get used to Christmas, and we can either switch off or think there is nothing more to know and simply ignore the detail of Christmas. The Bible says in John 3:17, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. I've got the PowerPoints for this. There is no judgment awaiting those who trust him, but those who do not trust him have already been judged for not believing in the only Son of God. And this morning, I want to mix it up a little bit with a few clips from Ebenezer Scrooge. And Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol has been adapted into over 200 films and is such a powerful story that it is credited with helping define our contemporary understanding of Christmas. It is far more than a feel-good festive tale. And the story of Ebenezer Scrooge and his tormenting spirits helps us to consider what is of eternal value, especially here in the 21st century. And Ebenezer Scrooge is the mean, intimidating character who lives to make money and very little else. He certainly has no time for religion or sentimentality. And I would like now just to start with our first clip. Let's watch that clip now. Thanks, Dylan.
In life, the Marleys had been business partners with a shrewd moneylender named Ebenezer Scrooge. Ooh. You will meet him as he comes around that corner.
Where?
There.
When?
Now. There he is, Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge.
Say, is it getting cold around here? Whoa.
When a cold wind blows, it chills you to the bone.
But there's nothing in nature that freezes your heart like years of being alone.
It paints you with indifference like a lady paints with rouge.
And the worst of the worst,
the most hated and cursed,
is the one that we call Scrooge.
Unkind as any,
and the wrath of many,
this is Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, there goes Mr. Humbug, there goes Mr. Grimm. If they gave a prize for being mean, the winner would be him.
Old Scrooge, he loves his money 'cause he thinks it gives him power.
If he became a flavor, you can bet he would be sour.
Even the vegetables don't like him.
There goes Mr. Skinflint, there goes Mr. Green,
the undisputed master of the underhanded deed.
He charges folks a fortune for his dark and drafty houses.
Us poor folk live in misery.
It's even worse for mouses.
Please, sir, I want some cheese.
He must be so lonely, he must be so sad. He goes to extremes to convince us he's bad.
He's really a victim of fear and of pride.
Look close and there must be a sweet man inside.
Nah.
There goes Mr. Outrage, there goes Mr. Sneer.
He has no time for friends or fun.
His anger makes that clear.
Don't ask him for a favor, 'cause his nastiness increases.
No crust of bread for those in need.
No cheeses for us Mises.
Scrooge liked the cold. He was hard and sharp as a flint, secret and self-contained, as solitary as an oyster.
There goes Mr. Heartless, there goes Mr. Cruel.
He never gives, he only takes, he lets his hunger rule.
If being mean's a way of life, you practice and rehearse.
Then all that work is paying off, 'cause Scrooge is getting worse.
Every day, in every way, Scrooge is getting worse.
Oh, boy.
Now the time flies. Look at this. I've got to go
Hey, Humbug.
All right. Thanks, Dylan. Let's have the lights back on. Fantastic. One Christmas Eve, Scrooge receives a terrifying wake-up call. The spirit of his business partner, Jacob Marley, comes to visit, bound and wrapped in terrible chains. There are things that we become because of what we decide to do in this life, which will bring judgment on us unless we accept what Christ has already done for us by being so generous through his sending his Son for our sake. The truth is, God came into the world not to condemn it, but to save it. And we have to choose how we will lead our life. And Marley has been condemned to roam the face of the earth, tormented by things he neglected to value in life. He is desperate to help his old colleague, Ebenezer Scrooge, avoid the same fate. Marley tells Scrooge to wait for three spirits of Christmas to appear, and on the stroke of 1 a.m, the spirit of Christmas past arrives. He takes Scrooge on a trip down memory lane. To Scrooge's old childhood, he sees old familiar faces playing happily. But as the spirit takes him into a classroom, they see a lonely boy sitting by the fire, his only companion, the book that he's reading. Scrooge remembers his own loneliness and how he longed for the presence and warmth of friends. He sees his former fiancée, Belle, who came a poor second to Scrooge's passion for wealth. And through Scrooge's ordeal, Dickens explores the love of money compared with the value of relationships. God never intended for us to do task after task after tasks. If I do this, I can create this. If I plan this, this will happen. He didn't plan for any of that at the expense of relationships. And Dickens has depicted what we are all capable of becoming if we refuse to listen to and care for others. Money can be seen as the answer to our problems. If you are in this trap, as I'm sure most of us have been, if we're honest with ourselves, at some time or another, we live in this Western world where it's dominated by more than enough. And then when we start to feel guilty, does anyone start to feel guilty like me when you've been extravagant at times? But then we can excuse ourselves with the thought that we want our children to have everything that we've missed out on. Or perhaps some other reason. And we start condemning ourselves because we have taken ourselves away from the prize, away from the gift that God has given us. And the Apostle Paul wrote, "Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert on all this. But I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running and I'm not turning back." Jacob Marley's ghostly visit is not just a wake-up call for Scrooge. We should make sure we haven't lost out on the things that money simply can't buy. It's as if society has caught a disease called affluenza. The symptoms include always wanting more, despite what we already have. If something gets broken, well, we'll just upgrade. We won't even bother to fix it these days. And consistently we choose our career over family, and we seem unwilling to settle for less than the best of everything. And then the second spirit of Christmas is no less disturbing for Scrooge. The spirit takes Scrooge on a tour of the people that he knows. He finds himself in the home of his clerk, Bob Cratchit, where he feels the warmth of a large, friendly family making the best of what little they can afford on the tiny salary that he pays. I'd like us to watch this short clip.
"Do you know this house?"
"Well, I guess I do."
"It is the house of Bob Cratchit."
"Peter."
"Very small, Goose.
It's all Bob Cratchit can afford.
And a Merry Christmas to us all."
"A Merry Christmas to us all.
And God bless us, everyone."
Holy Spirit, will he live?
I see a vacant place at this table. I see a crutch without an owner, carefully preserved. If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, the child will die.
No. No, say he will be spared.
But if he is to die, then let him die and decrease the surplus population.
You use my own words against me.
So perhaps in the future you will hold your tongue until you have discovered what the surplus population is. It may well be that in the sight of heaven you are more worthless and less fit to live than millions like this poor man's child.
Thanks. Scrooge had always believed that the poor should go to the institutions provided. And if they should die, let them die and reduce the surplus population. But his heart, as you can see from this clip, is softened. And then comes the spirit of Christmas future. Scrooge sees the Cratchit family again, worn down, and now without Tiny Tim, who has died due to lack of proper medical care. And then the spirit takes Scrooge to the house of a man who has died in his own sleep. A maid and a cleaner are dividing up his belongings, and others are discussing whether it's necessary to hold a funeral service, since no one would come. "Who is this man?" asks Scrooge. And the spirit points to a gravestone bearing the name Ebenezer Scrooge. There are things that we do in this life that will condemn us. Every one of us is condemned unless we accept a relationship with Jesus. We cannot make amends for all the things that we have done wrong in this life, and even if you are a good person, you know as well as I do that you're not perfect. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. And Scrooge understands that it is now or never. He begins to realize as dawn approaches that he has been given a reprieve. He has another opportunity to be more caring and understanding to the people around him. We all recognize the struggles of Ebenezer Scrooge. We've been hurt as we grew up, or we've been passed off for another friendship. Some people have been kind to other people and we've missed out. There can be all sorts of reasons where we feel like we're separated. Scrooge lived in a prison of his own making, the doors sealed with a bitterness he wouldn't let go. And the good news is that we can learn from the past, every one of us, and changing now so that we can create a better future. I know that there's areas of my life that I can change. I know there's areas of my own family where I can be better at. And if we can all take something from this story this morning, you know, God knows us better than we know ourselves and loves us enough to help us change. If you are still making a Christmas list, these timeless gifts won't cost you anything, except perhaps a little pride. You could mend a quarrel. You could release a grudge. You could lessen your demands on others. You could apologize. You could forgive someone who has treated you wrongly. You could find a forgotten friend. You could write an overdue thank you note. You point out something you appreciate about someone you live with or work with. Today, why don't we dismiss suspicion? Tell someone you love them or give something away. You cannot do a kindness too soon because you never know how soon it will be too late. It takes a conscious, personal decision to become a follower of Jesus. acknowledging that we all need him. We need him to forgive us for what we have done wrong. And no matter how good we are, the reason that God actually sent Jesus into a manger was so that we could relate with him, the only perfect man, because he was God, the Savior of the world. He came to forgive us. He came to help us with those wrong things so that we can actually have them gone from our life. He came to give us a new inside. He came to guide us into new life. And the life he promised us was a life of fullness, of richness. Jesus isn't just another pick and mix lifestyle guru. If we choose to follow him, then we also have to count the cost. Why don't we stand to our feet this morning? Just bow our heads for a moment. If we choose to follow Jesus, then we also have to count the cost. A dedication, a commitment, perseverance, a selfless love and generosity. But the reward, a dynamic living relationship with the living God, that's worth it. He's come to give us a freedom that nothing else can give. And Dickens sent a message to us in the form of an amazing story. God sent his message in the form of his Son, Jesus Christ. And God did not come into the world to condemn it, but to save it. God's love is here this morning for every single person. God came in the form of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can live with him, so that we can remove ourselves from our own pride, from our own thinking we can make it on our own. We've never meant to. We're meant to have relationship. Scrooge found it right at the end of his life, but it wasn't too late. And this morning, every one of us has the same opportunity to say, it's not too late. It's never too late. I want to turn away around from my life this morning. I want to receive what God has done through sending the Son, that I may have a brand new life. Will you have relationship with Jesus today? Will you allow him to rule and lead your life? See, God's already here. God's already come. The only thing we need to do is actually connect. The way we do that is reach out our hand and he'll take ours. And we do that in the form of saying a prayer and saying we acknowledge that we need Jesus in our life. To take away the emptiness, that as good as we are, we need a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, if you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, don't leave this auditorium. Allow God to rule and reign in your life. Allow God to mend relationships, because he is the only one that is a perfect God. He's the only one that can actually come and give you wholeness in your heart. We can't do it on our own. We can't do it through our own relationships on it either. We need God. That's why he sent his Son. But with his Son, we can have a brand new life. We can live a brand new life with him. Doesn't mean that everything changes in our life. Doesn't mean we have to do anything totally differently. It just means we allow God to actually come into our life and speak to us. We allow him. We admit, first of all, that we need Jesus. We commit to his life. We say, Lord, forgive me for what I have done. And lastly, we submit to his rule and reign in our life, knowing that he came that we may have his life to help us do ours. So if you're here this morning and you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or you're here today and you have not, you've gone away from Him. You're backslidden. You're away from God. Don't leave this morning. Make this a day that you allow God into your life. Make this a day that Jesus becomes your close friend. If you've never received Jesus as Lord of your life, you'd like to receive Him this morning, I'd love to pray with you. And on the count of three, I'd ask you to pop up your hand and I'll see it, and you can pop it down again. If you need to recommit your life this morning, say, you know what? I used to know you, God, but I don't now. I've got done my own thing. Well, it's never too late. If it's not too late for Scrooge, it's not too late for you. It's not too late for anyone, the Bible says. He came that none should perish. Will you accept what God has done for you? Will you receive the love of God this morning? On the count of three, will you pop up your hand and I'll see it, and you can pop it down again. One, two, three. Thank you, I see your hand. Is there anyone else this morning? Say, yeah, that's me. Love to receive Jesus as Lord of my life. Is there anyone else this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, I see your hand. Is there anyone else today? Thank you, God. Make this your best Christmas morning. Thank you, Father. If you've come with someone this morning, I'd love you to just join me at the front. Those people that have put up their hand, would you just come? I'd love to pray with you here. Please just give thanks. That'd be fantastic. Awesome. Let's give these beautiful people a hand this morning. Excellent. Is there anyone else this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hello. What's your name?
Susie.
Hello, Susie. Nice to see you. Is this your first time here? Well, great. We're glad you've come. My name is Nigel. Thank you for being brave. Is this the first time you've made a decision? First time to make a decision for Jesus this morning? A recommitment. Fantastic. Well, we're glad you came. Look, can we pray with you? Let's pray for Susie this morning. Will you pray after me, Susie? Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your love.
I thank you for your love.
Come into my heart right now.
Come into my heart right now.
I receive you.
I receive you.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
I turn back to you today.
Take leadership of my life afresh this morning. Take leadership of my life afresh.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The power of God just be on Susie. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Feeling lighter already, aren't you? Good on you, Susie. God bless you. This is Pastor Charlie. He's got to spend 2 minutes and you can come back into the service. God bless you, sweetheart.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.